We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The show kind of stinks.
It's a good day. It is a good day, Kansas City. Hello.
Finally!
We are waiting for official word from Jeanne Peters-Baker, the notorious JPB. She is at the prison.
Yep.
Waiting to see Kevin Strickland literally wheeled out as a free man.
Yes, please do not report in error because we all say this. He walked out today. One of the more damning quotes that I read today from him was attributed to ABC News, and he said to ABC, I will leave prison with nothing, not a dime. He has nothing to his name, Scott. The state will pay him nothing for basically kidnapping an innocent man for 43 years. He says, if they could, and make no mistake, I'm sure they will. He says they will take my wheelchair from me before I leave, yep, and I will crawl out the front door.
Kevin Strickland has been declared an innocent and free man today. We are waiting for word from the Jackson County prosecutor who has gone to the prison to see him literally freed. And she is going to call the show as soon as she has confirmation that Kevin Strickland is a free man. Here is the quote that you alluded to, Dana, verbatim, from Kevin Strickland to the Kansas City Star today. I mean, what do I have? If they would tell me to roll out now, they would take this chair. Yep. I would have to crawl out the front door. I have nothing. I have nothing.
The judge, who is one of the only elected officials with a brain in his head, wrote, under these unique circumstances, the court's confidence in Strickland's conviction is so undermined that it cannot stand, and the judgment of conviction must be set aside. And then the last line, this is the most important line, wherefore it is hereby ordered, adjudged, and decreed that the judgment of conviction previously entered herein be set aside. The state of Missouri shall immediately discharge Kevin Bernard Strickland from its custody. It is so ordered. And it is signed November 23rd, 2021, Senior Judge James E. Welsh. We thank you.
Amen.
I hope the Missouri Attorney General never wins another election as long as he lives. And I hope he gets fleas.
Okay. You want to go for something like lice or fleas? Scabies, really? Maybe?
Yeah. Nope.
Something a little bit more...
IBS.
Unbearable.
What has happened to this man?
IBS.
You You cannot overstate how grotesque the politicians' behavior has been as they actively worked to stop justice from being seen in this case. They worked overtime to stop this day from happening.
They did.
And when you go to vote, please remember that for political gain, there are politicians who did nothing but try and keep an innocent man in prison for the rest of his life.
If you would like to weigh in, you're welcome to 576-7798, 576-7798. Kevin Strickland, aged 62, and he has been in prison since the age of 18, has been declared a free man today. And a judge in Jackson County has said, you don't free him next week, you don't free him next month, you free him right now, this very moment. He was supposed to, Kevin Strickland was supposed to, I almost say walk out of prison, but he's now confined to a wheelchair. Kevin Strickland was supposed to be wheeled out of prison, we understand, at 1:30 this afternoon, although I don't believe we have gotten official word that he is a free man yet. We are waiting to hear from Jackson County Prosecutor Gene Peters Baker, who is standing by outside of the prison waiting for him to become a free man.
He also today becomes officially, really, the dubious distinction of becoming the longest wrongfully convicted inmate in the history of the state of Missouri.
What's crazy is that he's not the longest serving wrongfully convicted person in America, just in the state. 576-7798, if you want to weigh in. Richard in Warrensburg. Hello, Richard.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Dana.
Hi.
I listen to your show every day.
God bless. Thanks, man.
Dana, I don't agree with you all the time, like hardly ever, but in this case, I absolutely 110% agree with you. I actually took to Facebook. Scott, you and I are friends on Facebook. I took to Facebook and, said how displeased I am with our governor and our attorney general, both people which I voted for. And it just disgusts me.
I just don't understand, politics aside, Richard, how you go to bed every single night knowing that you could have reversed this, Scott, 8 months ago,
yes.
6 months ago, the
six.
Governor easily 6 months ago could have given him not only six more months of freedom, which is his to enjoy, but also, Richard, he missed his mother's funeral because of Missouri's attorney general and Governor Hehaw. He missed his mother's funeral, and they knew it.
Well, see, and the least they could do, I mean, and that is a horrible thing that he missed his mom's funeral over something that is based off of a lie to begin with. But what the least they can do, the absolute least they can do, is let him keep the wheelchair. You know, I mean, seriously. Out of all
Amen.
I can't believe I laughed at that, but that it's almost comical that they would take. I mean, it is state property, and I presume they're going to take it.
Anything he wants, I feel he should get. You know, I mean, he was robbed of saying goodbye to his mother. He was robbed. He was robbed of so much, and the state of Missouri robbed him of that. And, I mean, so the state should, like, be kissing his feet right now.
I agree,
That's
Richard.
I
and to be so, this is, I keep going back to how angry this makes me. I know we should be celebrating today, but you really cannot overstate the injustice that has been done here and then was perpetuated knowingly by elected officials who, for political reasons, did not want to see this man go free. And there's a smugness, and give me another word, Scott,
arrogance
when any elected official refuses to acknowledge in a human system that mistakes happen. They are wheeling him out right now. They are wheeling him out. Thank God they are wheeling him out right now.
He is still on state prison property, but they are wheeling him across a parking lot as we speak into what looks... Well, there's just a ton of cars out there in the parking lot. They're wheeling him to one of these cars, we presume, And in a few moments, Kevin Strickland will be off of state prison property.
God, get him out of there.
There it is. They're wheeling him to that that dark SUV right there. 576-7798. Good question on the text line that's come in from several people. Can he sue? Can he sue the state of Missouri?
So we're going to talk about that coming up, and we're going to hopefully, if we can get Gene in here, we're going to talk about that as well. You have to remember, he leaves this system after 15,474 days. He does not get a dime because of some ridiculous CSI concocted lawmaker mumbo jumbo that your elected leaders concocted that says only prisoners who are exonerated through DNA testing can be paid. Kevin Strickland was not exonerated based on any DNA. First of all, his DNA was nowhere near that crime scene because he wasn't there. The law needs to be changed. I don't know what episode of CSI those idiots were watching when they thought, you know what, let's pay him, but only if DNA is involved. You know, sometimes people make mistakes, and the system perpetuates those mistakes.
Before we get to a quick break, and we'll get to all of your calls in just a moment, we are also holding a line open for Jackson County Prosecutor Gene Peters Baker. Let me put this in perspective for you. Kevin Strickland, I'm a 50-year-old man. Kevin Strickland has been in prison since Jimmy Carter was the president of the United States, and I don't even remember Jimmy Carter being the president of the United States. I was an 8-year-old boy when Kevin Strickland went to prison.
They're opening the door for him now. They are putting him in a car, and it is my sincere prayer and hope that by the time we return back from this next break, he is off of state property, never to return.
Whoa. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows.
Apparently it's a very lengthy conversation that they're having in the parking lot. Because Kevin Strickland is still on prison property.
Me out of here.
Can we go ahead and close the door? I'm ready to go, guys. We are waiting for Kevin Strickland to leave the prison grounds, but he has not. They do have him in the SUV, but he has not left. There are about, I would say, 6 or 7 people outside of the car.
You had asked about the length of his, 43 years. And I do want to read this from one of the NBC stories. It says the 40-plus years that Strickland served in Missouri is one of the longest wrongful imprisonments acknowledged in United States history and by far the longest in Missouri. He has the dubious distinction of being in the top handful of longest wrongful convictions in the United States. And to your question, Scott, and I know there is a legitimate GoFundMe for him through the Midwest Innocence Project, and God bless all of you who have donated to that.
Yeah, just be careful where you donate.
Be careful
your money
that you donate to the Midwest Innocence Project, because they also have services, Scott. Do you know they have a meeting through some of these groups just for the exonerated? And I've talked to Professor Sean O'Brien about this. They get out with nothing but the shirt on their back, a 40-year gap in employment history.
And earning potential.
No earning. I mean, your earning years are gone. And we have seen mixed results when it comes to the success of these men and women once they are released, certainly after lengthy terms, just reintegrating into society. And so the Midwest Innocence Project does help them with that. Some of them have gone on speaking tours. If you are going to donate, please donate to that fund.
Yeah. Donate wisely.
Donate wisely, yeah. Because you just never know. I mean, people are going to come out of the woodwork now and say, you know, I'm raising money for, you know, so just go to the Midwest Innocence Project if you're going to donate.
Monica in Overland Park. Monica, hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing really well. Thank you for asking.
Okay, so The group before you guys were talking about how much should we be giving Kevin Strickland? Let's start with the millions and work up. although I do think, obviously, he needs to be compensated. I don't know if we're doing him a lot of favors by just throwing money his way and turning around and walking away. And I say that because I look at NFL players and NBA players that come from the ghettos. I mean, Kevin Strickland, he said for 43 years, up, and he's driving away, yay, right now.
Yep.
He doesn't have a dime to his name. And these guys, all of a sudden, they're given millions, and what happens? They go right back to where they came from, which is obviously what we want to avoid here. But we need to be careful on how, I believe, this money is presented to him. I think it needs to come with some mentoring and a whole lot of caution.
I do understand what you're saying, but then part of me, Monica, thinks that they have basically kidnapped this man for more than 42 years, and if he wants to go to Disney World, hell, go to Disney World. I do understand what you're saying, but I feel like this is a little bit...
We don't know what kind of support system he has. Does he have good people that have his best... he can be sucked back into a big black hole. I mean, I truly, he needs to be provided for. But we can't just throw money at him and turn around and walk away. I think he needs guidance and assistance, and
Monica, thank you for the call. We're going to stop you there. They're pulling the wheelchair back out of the trunk of the car.
They just left prison grounds. It looks like he's going to get out and speak to the media.
It looks like he's going to get out and speak because what they wanted to do, and you understand this, Scott, is get him the hell off of state property. They are now on what looks like a side access road.
Matt Fleener is saying right now on Channel 9 that he will be wheeled in front of the cameras and possibly
to speak. And we will take that when he does. They are working as we speak to get him out of the car. You certainly understand their
there he is.
Hesitancy to do this on prison grounds.
Let's, as he gets close to the microphone, and we're getting near the bottom of the hour, but I would definitely want to take at least a little bit of this as Kevin Strickland speaks to the news media just outside prison grounds. Can we go to our reporting partners at Channel 9 for a second here, Sam?
How do you feel, sir?
Still in disbelief.
Did you ever think this day was going to come? What were you thinking about sitting in that prison?
No, I didn't think this day was going to come. I mean, not before I got this legal team, I didn't. What I was thinking in prison today, before this happened, I was actually watching a soap opera. And it thing went across, Newsbreak or whatever they call them, and I just couldn't believe what I was hearing.
So that's how you learned?
That's how I learned.
You saw your own name on the screen?
The picture, yes. And then other inmates start hollering. And I heard them beating on walls and carrying on.
Oh, wow. What would you say to the judge?
Thank you for reviewing all the no evidence that was against me to begin with. I really appreciate him taking his time to listen and understand what really happened in 1978, and how, you know, I was an easy mark, and the police took advantage of me. I'd like to tell them thank you for listening. Yes.
What's your message to someone who might be going through everything you went through?
Definitely not to ever give up. Never give up. Continuously write out, you know, letters or whatever, trying to get support from somebody. You eventually throw your hook. I hate to refer to my attorney as a wide-mouth bass or swordfish or anything like that, but, you know, I caught one, a couple, and they went to work. They listened, and it took them no time to see that there was no evidence that said I had anything to do with this crime before, during, or after.
I know it may be a lot to take in, but what are you planning to do next?
I mean, that's difficult. I don't know what I'm doing right now. That's difficult. I know. I'd like to be able to get you an answer on that, but if I can help her get involved with some type of, you know, speaking concerning legislation or something, we'd like to get some things changed. I got some ideas about where they could keep this from happening to someone else.
How do you think about the last 43 years of you when you went to prison and you now? How have you changed?
Well, I didn't have this daughter. Didn't have all this. I think I tried to. I have a change. I'm not necessarily angry. It's a lot. I mean, I think I've created some emotions that you all don't know about just yet. I'm gonna have to put a name on them. I've interacted a bunch, happy, joy, sorrow, fear, you know, all those. I'm trying to figure out how to put them together, but yeah, I think I've created a couple that y'all don't know about yet.
Have you talked with your family yet?
Today, no. No, that's just yet.
If you could talk to Cynthia Douglas today, what would you tell her?
I appreciate her for, you know, she was the victim. Like, you know, testimony said, she was the victim. The police put her up to doing what she did, and I don't have no ill feelings for her. I appreciate her. Before she passed, she tried to get the word out there. She let everybody know that she could, that I wasn't the one. So I'd just like to tell her thank you for that. Trying to get that done. No hard feelings toward her. My hard feelings are with the system. They knew from day one I didn't commit this crime. They knew I was an easy mark, so why not give it to me?
What's it going to be like to hug your family, hug your daughter?
Oh, wow. You look familiar.
Well, I'm on the news, so.
What it's gonna be like. I didn't know what it's gonna be like when I saw my attorneys just now. So I, you know, a great deal of joy. You know, great deal of joy. Probably give her a spanking or something.
Did the guards say anything to you? I know you said you heard a lot of hooping and hollering. Did anybody there say anything at all as you were leaving?
Oh, they were super nice. I'm not sure. That's the jail I lived in for a couple of years. They were super nice today. Told me not to come back. I shouldn't have been here the first time.
Thanksgiving, 2 days away. What are you thankful for?
I can't begin to say what all I'm thinking. Well, I guess I have to begin, but these attorneys, for starters, because without them, I wouldn't be sitting here, you wouldn't be sitting here. Thankful for God walking me through this for 43 years, protecting me. He let me get a little scuffed up along the way. I guess those were learning lessons, learning lumps. And just thankful to have, aside for this wheelchair, my health, you know, and not get any more victimized in that prison system than I was.
Mr. Strickland, what do you think of the justice system now?
Once again, it needs to be torn down and redone. Just from the arresting officer to the presiding judge. I mean, it don't work. I mean, it worked here in the long run, but it took 43 years to get here. And when they knew from day one that I wasn't the person that committed that crime, they knew. So it needs to be revamped. As much as corrections need to be revamped, they just, it's a lot.
She told me that you guys had discussed last night possibly what you'd be doing once you left today. What's that first stop going to be for you?
I'm going to have to keep.
Yeah, or so we don't know yet, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I really can't say. Don't want to be followed to that one.
Okay. You good?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. There is Kevin Strickland speaking to members of the media just outside the state prison in Cameron, Missouri. Let's take a super quick break, and then we will get back to your calls and your comments. If you'd like to weigh in, 576-7798. Kevin Strickland, a free man after 43 years wrongly convicted in prison. Kevin Strickland has been free for about 10 minutes.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When asked where he would be going first, now that he is a free man, Kevin Strickland paused for just a moment and looked around and said, well, I'm not going to tell you. I don't want you to follow me.
I don't want to be followed on that one. A couple of other notes, highlights, if you will, from his first comments as a freed man. He found out that the judge had ordered his freedom watching a soap opera on TV, and a breaking news crawl came across that screen. He said he then heard other inmates hollering and making all kinds of noise and wanted to thank the judge for reviewing all of the, quote, no evidence presented against him.
Yeah,
I want to thank the judge for reviewing all of the no evidence that they had against me.
From the text line 8716, I started my job the same year Kevin Strickland went to prison. I retire next year.
There's no amount of money that's going to give anyone 43 years of their life back.
And keep in mind, as we try to, and it's just a fool's errand on our part, try to figure out, you know, what he should be given, which he won't be given by the state, what he should be given. It's not, it wouldn't just be based on lost income or lost potential income. You have to factor in loss of freedom.
Put a price on his loss of freedom. Put a price on, I didn't get to say goodbye to my mother before her death, when the governor and the attorney general could have set him free.
and argued until the end that he should not be. Cody and Shawnee. Cody, hello.
Hey, guys. Hope you're well.
We are well. Thank you for asking.
Yes, yes. Thankful that the system works and, you know, and free demand here, because I ran into Governor Parsons at a Chiefs game. I drive limo. And as he left about the fourth quarter and was being escorted by his, you know, like Secret Service people or, you know, law enforcement people and stuff, he walked right by the limo. And I stood there and I just yelled out loud. I said, Governor Parsons, please free Kevin Strickland. Have compassion. And he stopped and he wanted to look to see where that comment came from. And when he made eye contact with me, if eyes could kill, I was dead that day. But I stood with my conviction of what I said. And I just think we have to have more compassion in this world when it comes to cases like this, and not just, yes, it does get political, but with those people that sit in those seats, they need to have that compassion and review everything and then just say, you know what, a wrong, let's try to make it right.
Amen.
Amen.
Cody, thank you for the call. Eric in Raymore. Hello, Eric.
Hey, what's going on, Scott? How y'all doing, man?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Man, I had to call in on this one. You know, I have at least 16, 18-year law enforcement background, and that the system is broken. And that this guy shouldn't have to do 22, 23 years in prison. And this, and the thing
Eric, 43.
Okay, I'm sorry. 43 years in prison. And that this ain't an isolated case. This is happening consistently all the time. And what gets me is that our politicians and our judges and our prosecutors don't have enough courage and say, look, man, we need to do something about this system because we have a lot of innocent people locked up. But at the same time, I believe that we need to make the judges and prosecutors accountable. We need to be able to sue them civilly and criminally. Seriously, they need to be, if for somebody to spend 43 years of their life locked up, and the state should pay him at least $1 million per year.
In Kansas, Eric, and it's a good call, and I agree with you and thank you for it, but sadly that's not how this works. In Kansas, it is $65,000 a year for every year they stole your life. And in Kevin Strickland's case, they did the math in the Kansas City Star this morning. I don't remember it. $65,000 times 43 years. It was well over $1 million, 1.9 or 2.0, it was something like that. The problem is in Missouri,
$2.7 million
if he had been wrongfully convicted on the other side of state line. In the state of Missouri, your ding-dongs have decided that only those freed via DNA evidence should get any money, which means Kevin Strickland does not get a dime for what was stolen from him. And someone asked earlier, can he sue? Professor Sean O'Brien, who worked behind the scenes on this case and has helped freed many, many others, is set to join us after this break, and he will answer the legal questions that you have, not only about how does something like this happen, but what happens now that you just cut him loose with nothing but the shirt on his back? Are there services? And if so, how does the Midwest Innocence Project and other groups like that help people like Kevin Strickland?
All right, we will visit with the professor here in just a moment. If you want to weigh in, 576-7798. We will be we agreed to do Terrible Joke Tuesday, but we didn't set a time. Maybe we'll do it later this afternoon.
Later in the 4 o'clock hour, yeah, I think would be appropriate.
Let's do 4:45.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah, all right. We will visit with the professor here in just a moment. Kevin Strickland is a free man this afternoon after 43 years in prison. Kevin Strickland, if you're just joining us, is a free man this afternoon. He was driven off of the state prison grounds in Cameron at 2:25 this afternoon. So he has been a free man for 25 minutes. Joining us on the KMBZ Newsline, Professor Sean O'Brien, who worked behind the scenes on this case and good friend of the program. Professor, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Well, today is a good day, but it's hard not to be angry that we have to talk about this at all. And this is not the first time we've had you on the program to talk about these cases and I know that it will not be the last, Professor.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a joyous moment. There's nothing like the exhilaration of walking out of prison a free man or woman and, you know, and all the people who are happy around it. But, you know, I just can't help but, you know, think about the fact that Kevin's mom is not here to see it because the attorney general fought so hard to delay this. And that, you know, 44 years later, here he has nothing. He has nothing. And so this is not the end. This is the beginning of Kevin's story, really, from here.
You've talked about just the PTSD, and I mean that in the actual sense, the post-traumatic stress that these men and women go through, even in years after they are released. I remember you telling me, Sean, about one client. Can you imagine just getting pulled over for a simple traffic infraction and the panic that they have every time they come into contact with anyone with arresting powers?
It's just like prisoners of war, you know, or being a kidnapped victim and being held for 44 years. It just all of a sudden gets snatched off the streets one day and your life is literally taken from you. I mean, that is, we recognized prisoner of war syndrome before we even recognized combat fatigue or PTSD. It's one of the original manifestations that the mental health community had no trouble recognizing, and that's exactly what's going to happen with Kevin. And it gets worse when they get out and they have the time to get over this initial exhilaration and reflect on what they've lost.
Professor, sorry to interrupt you. Our text line has been inundated today with what recourse does Kevin Strickland have? He was wrongly imprisoned for 43 years for crimes he did not commit. Surely he can sue the state of Missouri. Surely they're going to give him some sort of financial reward for being in prison for so long, right?
That's rare that that happens. There's a doctrine called government immunity, and it's a holdover from the ancient times when the king could do no wrong because all law flowed from the king, so you can't sue the king. We've retained that doctrine in the United States. You cannot sue the government unless, and this is actually done by the father of one of my colleagues at UMKC, Irving Ochtenberg, handled a case called Owens versus City of Independence. If you can show that the police acted in bad faith, knowing their actions were unconstitutional, but they proceeded anyway, then you can sue the police.
It's an extremely high bar. Extremely high bar.
It's a very high bar. I've been involved in maybe three cases over the years where prisoners were able to overcome that standard. So it doesn't matter if the police are negligent. You cannot sue the police for a negligent investigation. It has to be beyond that. And that's what makes it so hard. And then we do have a compensation statute, but that only applies to people who are exonerated through a specific procedure involving DNA. And you can count on one hand the number of people who have qualified for compensation under that statute. And it's very stingy. They get 75% of the poverty level for each year of their incarceration is what it amounts to.
Why is that? Why is that caveat in there?
It was just created to reach a narrow class of people who were exonerated by DNA, and they're, I guess, protecting the state coffers against potentially a lot of claims. I mean, since 1980, Missouri has exonerated 50 people.
But Sean, it's arrogance that allows this to continue. Arrogance not only in refusing to acknowledge that this is a human system and mistakes are made, but arrogance even once they knew these mistakes were made and the governor and the attorney general continued to block this man's release. And I even think the DNA caveat is arrogance, that they somehow believe this is so rare that we're even going to make it harder when we screw up to help these men and women once they get out?
Right, at a minimum, a lack of empathy, a lack of understanding that this could happen to you. I mean, Kevin, and I think it's really part and parcel of the Black Lives Matter movement. If we just imagine that all the people who are wrongly convicted are black and we don't empathize with their pain and their suffering, then, of course, you can more easily justify denying them relief or denying them any kind of compensation when they do get released. It's a system that is based on an economic presumption of guilt. These are all poor people. And that's the one thing they all have in common. They're all poor people.
Professor Sean O'Brien, we have appreciated you joining us today and all along the way with this case. I do appreciate your expertise and your time. Thank you, sir.
All right. Well, thank you for covering this. It's very important.
All right. Be well, my friend. Quick break for the news, and we'll get back. Dana and Parks, we're going to do Terrible Joke Tuesday at 4:45 this afternoon, if you can stick around. And don't forget, we have Grateful Wednesday tomorrow at 5 o'clock here on KMBZ.
For listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.